refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Wednesday, February 15th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark the Evangelist, chapter 14, verses 43 to 72, and chapter 15, verses 1 and 2.
At that time, while Jesus was yet speaking, Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, came, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, that is the man. Lay hold of him and lead him safely away." And when he came, he went straight up to him and said, "Rabbi, Rabbi," and kissed him. And they seized him and held him. But one of the bystanders drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus, addressing them, said, "As against a robber you have come out with swords and clubs to seize me. I was daily with you in the temple, teaching, and you did not lay hands on me. But it is so that the scriptures may be fulfilled." Then all left him and fled. And a certain young man was following him, having a linen cloth wrapped around his naked body, and the young man seized him. But leaving the linen cloth behind, he fled away from them naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the priests and the scribes and the elders gathered around him. But Peter followed him at a distance, even to the courtyard of the high priest, and was sitting with the attendants at the fire and warming himself. Now the chief priests and all the Sanhedrin were seeking some witness against Jesus that they might put him to death, but they found none. For while many bore false witness against him, their evidence did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We ourselves have heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple built by hands, and after 3 days I will build another, not built by hands.'" And even then their evidence did not agree. Then the high priest, standing up in their midst, asked Jesus, saying, "Do you have no answer to the things these men are saying against you?" But he kept silence and made no answer. Again the high priest began to ask him and said to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus said to him, "I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." But the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him as liable to death. And some began to spit on him and to blindfold him and to strike him and say to him, "Prophesy." And the attendants smacked him with their hands. And while Peter was below in the courtyard, there came one of the maidservants of the high priest, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him and said, "You too were with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are saying." And he went outside into the vestibule, and the cock crowed. And the maidservant, seeing him again, began to say to the bystanders, "This is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you too are a Galilean, and you speak like them." But he began to curse and swear, "I do not know this man you are talking about." And at that moment, a cock crowed a second time. And Peter remembered the word that Jesus had said to him, "Before a cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he rushed out and wept. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders, the scribes, and the whole Sanhedrin. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate.
Dear brothers and sisters, in today's Gospel we meet Jesus praying in Gethsemane Garden, where he is found by Judah and the temple's guard. Through a kiss, Jesus is identified, caught, and brought in front of an illegitimate court. They are bringing him false testimonies, but he doesn't collaborate with the vicious men, revealing himself as the Son of God. They accuse him of blasphemy, and they are sending him at the Roman authority. When we read the end of the chapter 14 in the Gospel according to Mark, our heart can be filled with resentment against Jesus' disciples. On the one hand is Judah, who for a few pennies betrays his master, his friend, his brother. On the other hand, most of the other apprentices, astonished and tired, fled. Peter has a salvific attempt, but he is appeased by Jesus. He also finds the courage to follow the crowd into the courtyard of the high priest, but here he will deny his master too. Just like Job in his sufferings, Jesus could have said, "My acquaintance are wholly estranged from me. My kinsfolk and my close friends have failed me." Or, just like the psalmist, "Thou hast caused my companions to shun me. Thou has made me a thing of horror to them." He was left alone in front of these world rulers. Because they could not accuse him, malicious witnesses rise up. They asked of things that he knew not. They requited him evil for good. His soul was forlorn. And yet, just as Daniel the prophet, he told them, "I saw in the night vision, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came on like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him." For these words he was punished. "I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I hid not my face from the shame and spitting." And then the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. The resentment seems justified. The hate against the traitor and cowards also. But us, as followers of Jesus through the baptism, how do we defend him against today's judgment? Do we have the courage to sit next to him when he is betrayed? Do we dare to pull out the sword of love and understanding when he is attacked, spitted and denigrated? How often are we preach him in front of our family, friends and of the whole world?
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Reader, Anne Fosnot. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily Gospel readings.